The Islamic extremist group ISIS, or ISIL, is looting the priceless archaeological history of Iraq and Syria and the remains of ancient Mesopotamian, Assyrian, Greek, Roman, Byzantine, and Islamic civilizations are in danger of being lost forever. That's according to our next guest, who's pushing for a UN resolution banning the trade of these stolen artifacts. Amr al-Azm is Associate Professor of Middle East History and Anthropology at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio. His family is Syrian. He lived in the country in the heady years after Bashar al-Assad took over and there was promise of reform. Amr is now the former Director of Science and Conservation Labs for the Syrian government. That's comparable to having run the Smithsonian. So, Professor Amr, welcome.
Hello.
And as we just described you are very familiar with these antiquities that you say are in danger. Describe them, first of all.
I mean, Syria has a very, very rich and long history. Syria boasts at least 6 or 7 World Heritage sites. Syria boasts one of the earliest alphabets in the world. Syria boasts 2 of the oldest continuously inhabited cities in the world. So there's this extremely rich and highly important long history and cultural heritage. And it doesn't just belong to Syria, obviously. It belongs to the rest of the world as well. And so it's our duty to not only care for it, but also ensure that it's there for future generations.
You write that ISIS isn't itself, in most cases, plundering these artifacts, but they're permitting others to do it because they had a tax on it. We know that they're using various methods of raising revenue, and this is one.
Yes, the real problem and the real change for us happened when ISIS started to take over large parts of Syria and obviously Iraq as well, because they took this to the next level. It was no longer an issue of locals opportunistically looting whatever archaeological sites that happened to be around or near where they live. And remember that in much of that area, people actually still live literally on top of these archaeological sites in some cases. So ISIS came in and essentially started to encourage people to loot these sites, but on a much larger scale. And in return for that, started to impose this tax, which we refer to as khums, which means 1/5. And it reverts back to an old Sharia law, which says that any buried treasure recovered by a person, they may keep that provided they pay 1/5 to the states. In effect, it became an open season whereby now everybody was helping themselves. And ISIS themselves have even started hiring contractors and in some cases providing the heavy earth-moving equipment necessary to do some of this work. And the damage is immeasurable.
Well, and on many different levels, it's horrifying for scholars and others who just love this idea of holding on to these antiquities. But this is also funding a terrorist organization, a vicious one, so there's that angle. And you also write it jeopardizes the possibility of post-conflict stabilization, that without these priceless artifacts, it's harder for Syrians to reconnect with their Syrianness when this conflict, hopefully, is over. Tell us more about that concern.
Certainly. You have to bear in mind that there are many aspects of what makes a Syrian feel that he's a Syrian. And right now, the idea of, if you want bringing people together, in the midst of all this carnage, finding some sort of common denominator that it is still possible to bring people from across the divide. I believe that one of those common denominators, if you want, is the Syrian people's appreciation and understanding of their common shared history and cultural heritage. And so preserving this cultural heritage is going to be very important if people are going to be able to, if you want, reconnect with those symbols that once helped them identify themselves as Syrians, as opposed to this fragmented state they are now, where you are pro-regime, anti-regime, you are Sunni, Shiite, Christian, Druze, etc.
Yeah, you just got back from Turkey, where you were helping to train Syrian activists and museum preservation experts, again, to try to keep these things from coming across the border. What kinds of things are we talking about?
the city of Ma'arit in Oman, where we have one of the museums there that houses a significant mosaics collection of Syria, an important part of the corpus of mosaics from Syria. And the city has been consistently barrel-bombed by the regime. And as a result, I just received a series of videos showing the damage that has occurred to the outer walls of the museum building as a result of the force of the shock of the explosions. And so what we've been training our colleagues inside to do is to basically protect the objects inside by repacking them, but also the mosaic floors there in that museum to sandbag them and place protective layers over these mosaics so that should the museum be damaged, should the museum walls collapse, at least the mosaic floors underneath them will be protected. Mm.
Do you really think that we're at a point where we're in danger of losing the history forever, these traces of these civilizations forever?
Look, it's very important to appreciate that any form of digging, excavation, whether it's done by a professional archaeologist or by a opportunistic looter, is a destructive process. The difference between us as archaeologists and looters is that we understand how destructive this is, and therefore we take extreme care in recording and documenting every single stage and every single level before we remove it, knowing full well that once that layer is removed, it's gone forever, and the only record of it left is obviously what we've kept ourselves. I've just seen photographs from a site close to Raqqa, large trenches dug up with these bucket diggers, you know, and this is, the damage is phenomenal, and it's gone forever. It can never be returned or retrieved. You know, we've lost it. It's gone.
That's Amr Al-Azm, Associate Professor of Middle East History and Anthropology at Shawnee State University in Portsmouth, Ohio. But as we heard, he's been traveling to Turkey to work with Syrian activists and museum workers to try to protect artifacts in Syria and Iraq from ISIS. Amr, Professor, thanks so much for speaking to us about it.
Thank you.